Welcome to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, your online destination for over 24,000 free articles about natural health. Check it out online. And by the way, I have a question to ask you to start this show off. Did you ever wonder where you can really find the best information on natural health in terms of books? I mean, which authors can you really trust? You go to a bookstore and there are so many different authors there, and some of them are famous and some of them aren't. Some are selling nutritional products and others aren't. And you wonder, who can I really trust? I mean, if I'm going to invest the time to read a book, then I should get the most out of it, right? And you want to make sure you're spending that time getting information from the best sources possible. Well, I have good news for you, because on this show, I'm going to share with you a lot of insider information about the best authors and the best books that I recommend. And when I say insider, I mean that this is from the point of view of an industry insider. I have a unique position because I don't take money from any companies. I don't sell nutritional products. I'm known as a bridge builder in the natural health community, and I've interviewed hundreds of different people. And I've interviewed many different authors. I've read now over 600 books on health and nutrition in the last 4 years. So I'm always reading books. I'm always interviewing authors. I'm going to the trade shows. I have people come visit me in Arizona just to do interviews. And so I'm in this unique position of being able to know what books, in my opinion, are quality books versus what's just a waste of time. And that's what I'm going to share with you today in this broadcast of the Health Ranger Show, the books that I trust the most, which authors I recommend. And let's get started. By the way, you can feel free to take notes on this. I'll spell the authors' names if they're a little bit difficult. So feel free to take notes. All right, here's a great book I recommend. It's called The World's Healthiest Foods. It's written by a man named George Mateljan, M-A-T-E-L-J-A-N, very, very, you know, unusual last name, hard to miss. It's a fantastic book. It's over 1,000 pages. In fact, I'm sorry, it's almost 900 pages, but it's huge, and it's loaded with not only recipes, but photos of the different foods and the nutrient charts for each of these foods. The best thing I like about this book is that for each of these healthy foods, it gives you different recipe ideas. So it tells you not only the health benefits of a particular food, but then it tells you what you can do with it. You know, how to make a meal out of it, or how to use it in a smoothie. And it's just a fantastic book, extremely well written. I did interview the author before. Unfortunately, his English is not perfect, so it's a little difficult to hear him on the air, so we're not going to feature that interview. But let me tell you, I felt his energy. I felt like he's a genuine person. He has a very important message to get across to the world, and he speaks through his book. I highly recommend it. It's called The World's Healthiest Foods by George Mateljan, M-A-T-E-L-J-A-N. All right, moving on to some other books. An author I recommend, who I met recently, her name is Susie Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, and her book is called The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and you can find her website online at dearpharmacist.com. Now, what's really cool about Susie, and I did interview her, and we will be featuring that interview later on here on the Health Ranger Show, is that she is a licensed practicing pharmacist, and yet she tells the truth about the dangers of pharmaceuticals. She just speaks right out about how these drugs are dangerous, but she'll also tell you which ones can help you. So she's got a really balanced view, and she hasn't been bought off by the drug companies. She believes in prevention, and she believes in nutrition and natural medicine, and she will tell you things like, if you take this drug, here's the nutrient that you need to supplement in order to counteract the negative side effects of that particular drug. Wow, what valuable information. I bet you wish your pharmacist would tell you those kinds of things. But you can get this information from a pharmacist. Her name is Susie Cohen. And again, her website is dearpharmacist.com, and her book is called The 24-Hour Pharmacist. And by the way, you can find all of these books on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, which is just BN.com. You can probably find many of them in local bookstores as well, so be sure to look for those. And by the way, I only recommend people who I feel good about in terms of their energy and their integrity. I don't recommend people that I feel like are charlatans or who are egotistical. I only recommend people that I actually have a good vibe with because I believe that they're on a mission. They're purpose-driven and not greed-driven. Most of these people, by the way, authors don't make much money from writing books. They really don't. Most authors lose money writing books. A book is not a profit center for these people. They write these books because they love what they do and they feel a very strong inner desire to share information. It's the same thing that drives me. I mean, I don't get paid to do this show. I don't earn a lot of money doing what I do either, but it's purpose-driven. And I look for those people to bring you their information, people who are also purpose-driven and who have your best interests at heart. Now, another one of those people that I've got to recommend is a wonderful man. His name is Johnny Bowden. His last name is spelled B-O-W-D-E-N, and he's written a couple of books that I've just got to share with you. I'm just delighted about these books, really. I have them on my desk. They're fantastic. One of them is called The Most Effective Natural Cures on Earth, and the other is called The 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth, which is not to be confused with the book I recommended earlier, which is called The World's Healthiest Foods by George Mateljan. This one is called The 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth by Johnny Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N. Now, what do I love about these books? They are outstanding communicators. They're color. In fact, I'm flipping through one of these books right now. They're visually just a treat. It's almost like looking through a menu at a gourmet restaurant that tells you not only what you can do with these different foods, but also what's so great about them. How can they help prevent disease, or even in some cases help reverse disease? And his book, The Most Effective Natural Cures on Earth, is just fantastic. I mean, it makes everything so simple, and it's all based on research. This isn't just information that he's remembering from some, you know, previous reading or previous learning experience. He's citing the research on each of these natural cures. So these are well researched. They are extremely well written. I mean, when I read the introduction to this book, I just wish that I could write with that kind of language. He's got a great attitude, and he's got lots of great information. His website, by the way, is johnnybowden.com. That's JonnyBowden.com. Or you can also find some articles written by Johnny on my website, naturalnews.com. You'll also find a full transcript of this recording on naturalnews.com in case you don't remember how to spell one of these people or you want to look up the titles of their books. Just go to naturalnews.com, wait a few days, and you'll see this transcript appear. You'll be able to get all of this information. So I definitely recommend Johnny Bowden. In fact, he is one of the authors that I'm going to be giving an award, a Best Author Award, very soon. Now, moving on to an area where we have more doctor-oriented information, a book I recommend is called Foods to Fight Cancer. And it's by Richard Beliveau and Dennis Gingras. These are really difficult names to spell, so just search for the title. Foods to Fight Cancer. Now, these authors are both PhDs, but yet the book is not technical. However, it's based on a lot of really good information, outstanding research, and it's written in layman's terms. So you can understand it. You don't need a degree in biochemistry. But yet the book contains amazing information about how you can actually reverse cancer and prevent cancer and halt the growth of cancer tumors in your body by simply using foods and spices and herbs. It's amazing. This book should be required reading by every person who's worried about cancer. I think the cures for cancer that exist in the universe, many of them are documented in this book, Foods to Fight Cancer. But they wouldn't describe it that way. They don't describe it as a cure for cancer. They're doctors. They're very conservative in their language. That's just my view of their book. They actually write in a very conservative tone, but they reveal some amazing facts. And I'll talk about those amazing facts when we come back right after this break. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. Stay with us. We'll be back with more great book reviews right here. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And in this show, I am reviewing the best books in the industry on health, natural health, disease prevention. These are books that I've read because I've read over 600. I've interviewed many of these authors. I've done over 100 interviews in my career with different people. And I'm doing more all the time. And the book I'm recommending in this segment... Oh, by the way, I should also mention that I don't have any financial arrangements with any of these people. No, if you were suspecting that, then you don't know me well enough yet. I don't take money from people to review their products. And I don't earn anything from these products that I review and recommend. I don't sell these books. I don't sell nutritional supplements. So this is a very independent viewpoint. Now, getting on to the book that I left off with in the last segment, it's called Foods to Fight Cancer. And I want to tell you why I think this book is so important. This book explains exactly why foods can prevent cancer, and it talks about it at different stages. It reveals the concept of microtumors and how we all have microtumors in our bodies. In other words, we all have cancerous cells. But why do some people allow that to explode into full-blown cancer, and other people can prevent that from ever becoming a problem? The difference is... the cellular environment. Some people have good nutrition, so they have anti-cancer foods circulating through their blood, or I should say the nutrients from those foods circulating in their blood all the time. Those nutrients are bathing the cells in anti-cancer medicines made by Mother Nature, not made by a pharmaceutical company. And these medicines can stop cancer in many different ways, and these are all covered in this book, Foods to Fight Cancer. And they can block the initiation of cancer, the promotion of cancer from an initiated cell into a precancerous cell. They can block the progression of cancer, where a cancerous cell becomes a malignant tumor by growing blood vessels to itself and attracting the oxygen and the blood and the nutrients that it needs to become a tumor. It can also, the right foods can block carcinogenic action, which means they can block the cancer cell's success in replicating. They can also block the progression of cancer cells from spreading throughout the body. So they can block the transportation of cancer cells around the body. They can block the ability of cancer cells to take hold at different places in the body. And there are so many different nutrients that do these things. For example, some of the nutrients talked about in the book are procyanidins, omega-3 fatty acids, resveratrol, genistein, curcumin, lycopene, ellagic acid, sulforaphane, indole-3 carbonyl, also called I3C, which is a nutrient found in broccoli and cruciferous vegetables. These are all the medicines of the future, folks. This is what doctors of the future will be prescribing to cancer patients, I believe, to reverse their cancers. This is Mother Nature's medicine. This stuff works, but it can't be patented. That's why conventional medicine isn't really interested in selling this, because you can't make money selling people broccoli. It's not as expensive as selling them chemotherapy, even though the broccoli stops the cancer and heals the patient. While the chemotherapy might kill the patient, it certainly poisons the patient. Well, this book explains it all. This is an amazing book. Check it out. It's called Foods to Fight Cancer. It covers the anti-cancer foods like cabbage, garlic, soy, turmeric, green tea, berries, omega-3 oils, tomatoes, anti-cancer fruits and berries, and even chocolate. Wait till you hear about the anti-cancer benefits of eating chocolate. Isn't it great to have a food that's delicious? And it's also good for you at the same time. Well, this book reveals a lot of that information, so check it out. Foods to Fight Cancer. You know what? Maybe we'll have one of these authors as a future guest on this show. We'll certainly try to hook that up for you. Moving on to another fantastic book. It's called Timeless Secrets of Health and Rejuvenation. It's by Andreas Moritz, M-O-R-I-T-Z. Andreas Moritz. And Andreas has actually written a lot of articles for my website, naturalnews.com, and he's compiled a fantastic book here, Timeless Secrets of Health and Rejuvenation. It's called Breakthrough Medicine for the 21st Century. This is a fantastic book. It goes through all kinds of different modalities. It reveals things like liver flush and gallbladder flush, and energy medicine and nutritional medicine, different modalities, mind-body medicine, things that you can do to enhance your health and prevent disease from many different angles. And he's a great writer. I haven't met him in person, actually, but I've read a lot of his work, and that's why I'm recommending his book, Timeless Secrets of Health and Rejuvenation. You can also find him online. Just search for his website. Search for Andreas Moritz, that's M-O-R-I-T-Z, and you should be able to find his information online. All right, another wonderful author that I recommend is Dr. Gabriel Cousins. And he's written a book with David Reinoshek, who's the creator of juicefeasting.com, which is another website I recommend. It teaches you all about how to prevent disease using juice feasting, which is kind of like juicing, but in much larger quantities. And I do what's called a modified juice feast myself. Every single day I'm drinking vegetable juices. And I used to be pre-diabetic, by the way. I cured my own pre-diabetic condition using nutrition. And there are many people now who are curing their own diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and even type 1 diabetes at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Southern Arizona, which, of course, was founded by Dr. Gabriel Cousins. And he's the author of this book called There Is a Cure for Diabetes. This was just launched. I highly recommend this book. This is crucial information for anyone who's suffering from diabetes or who just wants to prevent it. And you know why? Because there is a cure. The book title is absolutely true. There is a cure for diabetes. And it's not that difficult. You don't have to be a genius to do this. All you have to do is change what you eat and essentially shift to a plant-based diet and stop eating processed foods. Get a little exercise from time to time. The more the better, usually. Get some sunshine. Stop drinking sodas. And get off of all the animal products that are causing havoc with your cellular health. But you can find a lot more details in this book. There is a cure for diabetes. You can find that online. You can also go to the Tree of Life website, which is treeoflife.nu, as in New University. They have some interesting information there for anyone who wants to be healthier. And by the way, that book covers the 21-day program that people go through at the Tree of Life. If you want to overcome diabetes, I recommend you go to a place like the Tree of Life, or if you're on the East Coast, there is the Hippocrates Institute in Florida, and there you can undergo some serious healing. I think that place is the hospital of the future. So if you're on the West Coast, there are numerous places. Again, the Tree of Life Center is in Southern Arizona. There are places in California. I haven't reviewed them yet, so I can't recommend them yet. Hopefully in the future I'll be able to recommend some. But on the East Coast, there's the Hippocrates Institute in Florida. There are also some wonderful places in New York that hopefully I will be talking to in the near future. Anyway, the bottom line is you can cure diabetes, and now we have the information necessary to do that. So check out that book. Now we're going to continue this review of the best books and the best authors in the natural health industry. Stay with me after the break. I'll be right back. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. Stay tuned for more great information. Hello and welcome back to the Health Ranger Show, where we are reviewing the best books in the natural health industry. I'm giving you my recommendations on which books that I think will help you the most. And I do that from an independent, objective viewpoint as a leading natural health journalist, someone who has met and interviewed many of the authors I'm recommending right here today, and I've read literally over 600 books in this area over the last 4 years, and I continue to do so. So I think I've got an interesting perspective, let's say that, on this industry. You know, a lot of books out there that I see, they're filled with recipes. You know, the back half of the book is nothing but recipes. And they only have a couple of chapters of really useful information. Now, some of those books can be valuable if the information is good enough at the beginning. But, you know, folks, if you're writing books out there, don't just fill it with recipes. There's got to be something more useful than that. Don't we all have enough recipes already? So anyway, I tend to recommend books that are really information dense, that give you the solutions that you need to overcome diabetes, to beat cancer, to beat heart disease. Moving on, let's talk about a book that helps you overcome cancer. We already talked about one of those books. Here's another one I recommend. It's by an author named Bill Sardi, S-A-R-D-I, Bill Sardi. And it's called You Don't Have to Be Afraid of Cancer Anymore. Now, Bill Sardi runs a website, and I don't recall the name of it, but if you search for him, you'll find it. Just Google Bill Sardi, you'll find his website. And he puts out a lot of great information on natural health. And his book, which he was kind enough to send to me, is absolutely loaded with the best research I've ever seen in one place about all the different anti-cancer nutrients and vitamins and phytonutrients. Those are the plant-based medicines that can prevent cancer. And Bill's approach is very research-oriented. So he'll have a section on a specific nutrient, and it will be followed by all of the research pointing to that specific nutrient that supports that nutrient's anti-cancer potential. And he'll talk about all the different ways that it prevents cancer. Maybe it stops the tumors from growing. Maybe it stops the blood vessels from connecting to the tumor in a process called angiogenesis. Maybe it boosts the immune response to cancer. There's so many different ways that these nutrients can work to naturally halt the growth of cancer tumors and prevent cancer from spreading in the body. And he covers all of that in his book. And that's why his title, I think, is very accurate. It says, you don't have to be afraid of cancer anymore. Because in this country, we've all been trained to be scared to death of cancer, especially women and breast cancer. The industry has managed to get women just scared out of their wits when it comes to breast cancer. And people think, oh my gosh, there's no cure for cancer. If you get diagnosed with cancer, people think it's a death sentence. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's nonsense. Beating cancer in the alternative medicine community that I know, the people that I hang with, beating cancer is as easy as beating the common cold. I'm serious about that. I know one Chinese medicine doctor who laughs every time people come to him with cancer and they're scared out of their mind, and with a few herbs, he helps them overcome cancer very quickly, very easily. Cancer can be reversed, usually just through changes in diet. And even stage 2, stage 3, sometimes even stage 4 cancer. Now, of course, there are some cancers that are very, very aggressive, and they're usually not diagnosed until late in their progression, such as pancreatic cancer. And those are very difficult to overcome. So there are some like that. But by and large, cancers, including breast cancer and prostate cancer and colon cancer, are very easy to overcome. And that's why I'm really happy to recommend books like this, You Don't Have to Be Afraid of Cancer Anymore, by Bill Sardi. And by the way, those statements I just made about cancer are my own opinions. They're not necessarily his opinions. He may have a little different take on how difficult or easy cancer is to overcome. But I'll let you find that out from him by reading his book. So search for Bill Sardi online. I think you'll like his information. Now let's move on to another author that I really love to recommend. His name is David Brownstein, M.D. That's B-R-O-W-N-S-T-E-I-N. David Brownstein, M.D. And he has numerous books that I recommend. I'm just going to focus on one here right now. This is called Drugs That Don't Work and Natural Therapies That Do. And the subtitle is, See How Drugs May Not Be the Best Choice to Treat High Cholesterol, Osteoporosis, Depression, Stomach Disorders, Hormone Imbalances, and Inflammation. And the foreword of this book is written by Jonathan Wright, who's another fantastic doctor who I really recommend. I'm a strong advocate of his information as well. Well, this book will give you a lot of great information. If you've been put on a prescription drug for high cholesterol or high blood pressure or depression or osteoporosis or diabetes or any of these other conditions, you need this book, because you need to know that many of those drugs are overhyped and they're very dangerous. Many of them do not work. In fact, most pharmaceuticals don't work on most people. It's absolutely true. It's a fact that has been quoted by the people working in the drug industry. And if those drugs don't work, wouldn't it be nice to know what does work? Well, Dr. Brownstein here with his book will give you those solutions. It's called, again, Drugs That Don't Work and Natural Therapies That Do. And you can find his books online. Just search for the title. There's another book that he has called Overcoming Arthritis. See How Holistic Treatments Can Cure Arthritis, Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and other conditions. I love this author. I love his approach. I think he's got a lot of great information. He's very intelligent, and he's not afraid to tell the truth. And that's a good sign. Those are the kind of folks that I like to promote, people who are not afraid to tell the truth. Because, of course, I share that trait, not afraid to tell the truth, especially when it comes to health information. All right, we've talked about cancer a couple of times, diabetes once already. How about heart disease? You know, heart disease kills a lot of people in this country, but it's all preventable. Did you know that? Or at least 98% of it is. And here's the book you need to read. You want to learn how to prevent heart disease? Here's what I recommend. It's called Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease by Caldwell B. Esselstyn, E-S-S-E-L-S-T-Y-N. He's an MD. Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. Check this book out. And his website, by the way, is called heartattackproof.com. Heartattackproof.com, as in how you can make yourself heart attack proof. Now, I bought this book as a gift for a family member who was suffering from some heart conditions and actually had more than 90% blockage of their carotid arteries. And this person is now reversing that blockage using the information in this book. This book just lays it out. It tells you exactly what you need to do diet-wise, change what you eat, change what you consume, to reverse the buildup of plaque in your arteries. You can reverse atherosclerosis. You can eliminate your need for coronary bypass surgery. You can greatly lower your risk for heart attacks and strokes. And here's the other good news, is that using the information in this book, you can also eliminate or greatly reduce your need for those cardiovascular medications like, you know, statin drugs, cholesterol drugs that are not safe because they actually increase heart attack risk. And by the way, did you know the research shows that cholesterol drugs do absolutely nothing to reduce the death rate? They save zero lives. In fact, they kill more people than they save. It's the whole issue of positioning cholesterol as a disease is a giant marketing scam put out there by Big Pharma just to sell drugs. Their drugs do not save lives, and if you're on their drugs right now, you're actually putting yourself at risk. But you can make yourself safe. You can overcome that. The information that you need to do that is in this book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease by Caldwell B. Esselstyn Jr., and he's an MD. He calls it the revolutionary, scientifically proven, nutrition-based cure. And I agree with that information. And by the way, I will have a review of this book on naturalnews.com in time because I like this book so much. I want to tell more people about it. So go to naturalnews.com and search for heart disease. You'll find a lot of great information there. Now stay with me. We're going to come back. I have more books to recommend, more great authors. And they're all independent recommendations, so stay with me. We'll be right back after this break here on the Health Ranger Show with more great natural health book recommendations. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show, friends. It's great to have you listening today. I'm making recommendations on my favorite books and my favorite authors in the natural health industry. These are the resources that you need in order to find the answers to your health challenges. Whether you're dealing with cancer or heart disease or type 2 diabetes, depression, osteoporosis, hormonal imbalances, or anything, there are answers. For every known disease, there is a known cure. It may not be known by your doctor. It may not be known by the drug companies or the FDA or your hospital because they're not taught this information. But there is a known cure for every known disease. Keep that in mind. You may have options that you were never made aware of. And my job as an independent health journalist is to let you know about these options. And that's why I do what I do. So let's get on to another recommendation I have for you here. There's an interesting individual. If you ever get a chance to meet this guy, you are one lucky person. His name is Peter Ragnar, R-A-G-N-A-R. You'll find his website at roaringlionpublishing.com. And Peter Ragnar is what you might call a very high vibration individual. That's an understatement. In fact, this guy is incredibly optimistic about health, and he teaches you about longevity. He teaches you about how to expand your mind, not just nutritionally, biochemically, but also mentally, spiritually, energetically. He talks about real serious longevity, how to live way beyond 100 years old. And he has a number of books out there that I really recommend. One is called Alive and Well with Wild Foods, a raw food survival guide. He teaches you how to live off of the wild foods in the forest. You can just eat the flowers, eat the herbs, their roots and barks and things that you can eat, and they're all medicinal. And they all enhance your vibration because they're wildcrafted foods. He has another DVD set called How Long Do You Choose to Live? A Question of a Lifetime by Peter Ragnar. This DVD talks to you about longevity. Now, this is very different information from some of the books I've recommended here, because some books are written in a very technical sense. You know, they're written by doctors and they have a lot of research studies cited. Well, Peter Ragnar does not approach it in that way. He approaches it with more of a universal knowledge approach. And some people really appreciate that. I certainly do. And I really recommend his books for people who are open-minded and who are searching for the next level of realization, who don't want to just take a supplement and mask a symptom and overcome a disease using Mother Nature's medicine, but someone who wants to really expand their consciousness and approach health from a holistic way that encompasses not only their own experience, but also the entire universe. Sounds kind of nebulous, doesn't it? But when you listen to Peter Ragnar, you'll understand what I'm talking about. This guy does not think small. He thinks in big terms, in big universal holistic terms, like the holographic universe, where everything that you do, every thought that you have ripples out and impacts everyone around you, and where your ability to come into harmony with nature can enhance your own existence, your own personal experience, your wisdom, your consciousness. This is where Peter Ragnar is coming from. And yet, at the same time, even at a very old age that many people would consider old, he might be in his 70s right now. It's hard to say chronologically how old he is, but he has some serious physical health. I mean, he has fantastic stamina, incredible physical strength. He is an incredibly strong individual, and yet that's not even his focus. He's really focused on spiritual strength. So check out roaringlionpublishing.com if you want to learn more from Peter Ragnar. Now, let me introduce you to another book that I think is essential reading for anyone who wants to stay healthy. It's called Water and Salt, The Essence of Life. It's written by Dr. Barbara Hendel, H-E-N-D-E-L. It's just called Water and Salt, The Essence of Life. And if you think you know what salt is, think again. Table salt is not real salt. This book is about the need for salt, why we need full-spectrum salt or unprocessed, unrefined salt in our diets in order to be hydrated correctly. Because did you know that water follows salt throughout your body? Wherever you have salt, you can retain water. And you need to have a certain amount of hydration in your brain, in your nerve cells, in every piece of tissue in your body. You need water. Your body is, what, 75% water? Depending on who you ask, it's anywhere from 70 to 80% water. That's a lot of water. Well, how do you think that water stays there? It needs salt to be able to stay there. And if you're deficient in salt, you become dehydrated. And if you're only eating processed salt and not full spectrum salt, then you're only getting a couple of minerals. You're not getting all of the 92 different elements that are typically found in full spectrum salt. So you're actually suffering from severe nutritional deficiencies, even though you're getting plenty of sodium chloride, which is table salt. But this book tells you the things you really need to know about salt and water. It's an amazing book. This will change your perspective on salt and nutrition and water intake. Read this book, it will blow your mind. It's written by Dr. Barbara Hendel, H-E-N-D-E-L. It's called Water and Salt, The Essence of Life. It's available everywhere. It is a very beautifully done book. I mean, the layout is fantastic. The color photos are fantastic. All right, here's another book that's interesting for those of you who might be suffering from a magnesium deficiency. And how do you know? Well, what if you have fibromyalgia or you have chronic back pain? Or you have muscles that are too tense and can't relax. Maybe you have heart trouble. You could be suffering from a magnesium deficiency. Well, there's a book called Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. It's by Mark Circus, S-I-R-C-U-S. It's pronounced like a circus, like a town circus, but it's spelled with an S, S-I-R-C-U-S. Again, it's called Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. And that just means that you're using magnesium that's soaked through your skin. So instead of taking magnesium orally through nutritional supplements, you're allowing it to be absorbed through your skin where it gets right into the muscles and the tissues, and it begins to go to work there. Well, this is a very interesting book, and I recommend it to anyone who is interested in finding ways to enhance their health, and maybe they don't want to take more supplements to do it. You can buy magnesium sprays now. They're sold in a bottle. One of the companies that has this is called Magnetic Clay. You can find them at magneticclay.com, and they sell a product called Ocean Minerals, which is a pure magnesium oil. This is recommended in the book Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. And in fact, I think Mark Circus sells this product on his website. You can find his website online. Just Google Mark Circus and Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. You should be able to find that book without any problem. Now, another author I like to recommend, his name is Jack Challum, C-H-A-L-L-E-M. And Jack has, in fact, joined me in the studio. We did an interview that'll be airing on this show later on, so stay tuned for that. He's written a book, How to Stop Prediabetes. He has several books, actually. One is called The Inflammation Syndrome, The Complete Nutritional Program to Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, Arthritis, Diabetes, Allergies, Asthma, and, of course, Chronic Inflammation. He also has another book called Feed Your Genes Right. Well, his book on diabetes, or prediabetes, is a fantastic book. I like Jack's work because he's not afraid to tell the truth, like all the authors I recommend, and he has great research. In fact, he has better citations than I do in my own work. I don't tend to cite a lot of studies because I just want to sort of get the information out there. But Jack cites many, many studies, so you have a lot of avenues to research if you want to explore further on those topics. You can find his books. He's got some on his website, which is just called nutritionreporter.com, and I recommend his website. Jack Challum's a really great author, extremely well-informed, good guy. I meet with him from time to time to talk about nutrition and what's going on in the industry. In fact, you know, I know many of these authors, and I meet them once a year in some cases, and these are just great people. They really have the solutions that you need. And that's the bottom line here for all the recommendations that I've made in this show, is that you should know that there are really healthy people out there, extremely well-informed people, who have put the answers in writing, the answers that you need for any health condition that you may be suffering from. I'm telling you, there are answers. They exist right now. All you've got to do is find them. Connect with those answers. Find the right book, and you can solve your health challenge just like I've done, just like many other people have done. You can overcome cancer, diabetes, heart disease, depression, arthritis. You can overcome these conditions. It's all possible today. The technology exists. All you have to do is educate yourself. Invest in yourself, and you can resolve these problems. Now, thanks for listening to the show, by the way. I enjoyed sharing these books with you. I'll do this again sometime because I've enjoyed it so much, and I think it's a great benefit to the listeners. Thanks for listening. You'll find a full transcript of this show at naturalnews.com, and join me again. This is the Health Ranger Show. Talk to you again soon.